Well, today is Cinco de Mayo, which if you are going to be heading out to get a margarita today, listen up, because at least you'll know why you're going to get that margarita. Joining us from Houston is Raul Ramos, an associate professor of history at the University of Houston. And professor, we should say Cinco de Mayo is not Mexican Independence Day. That is on September 16th. So what is it?
Cinco de Mayo commemorates the Mexican victory at the Battle of Puebla in 1862. When the Mexican army was able to defeat the French intervention, at least momentarily, in defense of its national honor. And it was important because it kept the Mexican nation together, it kept it unified, and it signaled not only in Mexico, but outside of Mexico, that Mexico was still there, still willing to fight. And that's how it became an important celebration on the American side. In fact, there were many groups of Mexicans and other Latinos in California and other parts of what used to be Mexico here in the Southwest that organized to support the Mexican army during that time. That's a story that we're only now starting to recover in terms of how Mexicans on the American side were supporting Mexico during the French intervention.
But today, is this holiday, Cinco de Mayo, celebrated as much in Mexico as it is in the United States?
No, except for Puebla, of course, where the battle took place. You don't have, it's not a national holiday, folks are still going to work. But it's become a large celebration in the U.S. more recently because of some of the commercial consumer ties. But the fact that it was even around is a testament to how Mexicans on the American side, Mexican-Americans, were very closely tied to the resistance to the French intervention. Many of those same Mexican-Americans fought in the Union Army against the Confederacy in New Mexico, seeing the Confederacy as a kind of other side of the coin of the aristocracy that was involved in the French intervention as well. In fact, the Confederacy were using the French as a way to circumvent the Union blockade of Cotton. And so there are these links with American history that are important. And I think as we find out more about them, we'll go further into linking the history of Mexican people with Americans and really see it as a continental story and not just a national story.
But, and I hate to be cynical, if I were to walk out on the street to the local Mexican restaurant today and ask people there drinking their happy hour margaritas what Cinco de Mayo is, I doubt I would be able to find a single person who could tell me it was the Battle of Puebla.
Right. And that's an example of the Mexican beer companies and the tequila companies looking for a way to promote their product in the United States and linking it with that national story and finding a way to develop that market. And they've been incredibly successful at that. And so it's become something of a St. Patrick's Day for Mexican people, although there is that proximity to Mexico and that historical part that does resonate and makes it a little bit more textured than St. Patrick's Day, perhaps.
That's Raul Ramos, an associate professor of history at the University of Houston, speaking with us on this Cinco de Mayo. Raul, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.